Thank you all for coming out this afternoon. It is my great good fortune and honor to introduce James Lee Jobe, who is our featured speaker today. I'll say a few things that everybody knows and some things that not so many people do. When I first moved to Davis in 1970, I knew James Lee Jobe by his voice. You were on the radio then, and I listened to you on the way to school, on the way back from school, on the way to work, on the way back to work, and didn't know who this person was until your reading series at the bistro, when James got up to read. And I went, wait a minute, I know that voice. And then pegged where I'd heard it. And that's when I learned that James writes a poem a day. Can you imagine starting out the morning writing a poem every single day? It's a lot of poems. James is the fourth poet laureate in Davis. Hello. What are you pointing at?
I'm trying to break in behind.
Oh, I see. No, around the corner. James is the fourth poet laureate for Davis. He'll be with us through next September, and that's a pretty wonderful thing. He's done amazing things in his tenure, just hit the ground running, and it's been a delight to see all the things that he's done. He, of course, hosts this poetry reading series and The Other Voice. Let's see. I'll say the standard things. James has completed 5 chapbooks, including What God Said When She Finally Answered Me, Red Skelton's Ghost. His poems have been in magazines and journals. He also was the editor for Poet Talk. No, Flash, Poetry Flash, in Sacramento.
No, I did One Dog Press.
One Dog Press. And was really active in the Sacramento Poetry Center for quite a while. And then escaped Sacramento and came to Davis. He is a student of Zen Buddhism. He's not only on the board of directors of the Davis Homeless Shelter, but he does a lot of work, a lot of hands-on real, live, honest-to-goodness work in the shelter. James has been published in Manzanita, Thule Review, Pearl, online publications or Convergence, Knot Magazine, Poetry 24, Poetry Superhighway, the original Van Gogh anthology. Little-known fact, when he was a kid, he's always been kind of big, in Baltimore. He earned some cash being a waiter on the Spirit of Baltimore dinner cruise liner. Let's see, what else do I have? He also is a student of Welsh. So please join me in welcoming, you have to hold for a second, Bard Cain Dyn Da, a fine poet and a fine man, James Lee Jobe.
Thank you very much. I haven't done one of these actually sitting down in years. Cows and the universe. I'm not actually bad at math at all. But I was never all that interested in equations. And I like knowing how and why things exist, but I'm certainly not a physicist. Driving in my car across a moving planet, I watch the sun through the windshield, which itself is moving through the universe. And those cows I drive past, standing and eating, they're moving too, through time and space. They just don't know it or care. Me, the crows, a cow, the universe, the sun, existence, equations, math. Exactly how much do you people expect from a poem anyway? Thank you all. Welcome to the Davis Arts Center. online at Davis Arts, arts with an S, davisartscenter.org. Please have a look at their catalog when you have a chance. There's just anything you could, there's dance and ceramics and drawing, just everything is right here. And there's a great poetry workshop with Amanda Hawkins running it too. I wanted to start off with a group of some kind of short prose poems here. All right. Life is an empty cup until you fill it yourself. You ever notice that? It's like a bank account. Nothing comes out unless you put something in. Life is an empty cup until you fill it yourself. The seas get filled by the rivers, but you and I don't have that luxury. To be a human being is self-service work. Being kind to each other includes being kind to yourself. It's the same with forgiveness. Yes, we should share, but also be sure to accept it when someone else shares with you. No, I'm fine. I don't need that. I'm good. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Be sure to accept it when someone else shares with you. Look at me. It's so early that I haven't even been outside yet, and already I'm preaching. That's all right. It's part of my work in this life. And this life is an empty cup until you fill it yourself. This one, a little bit of Matthew slips in this one. You know, a little Sermon on the Mount. I had a lot of Sermon on the Mount when I was a kid. I'm not a Christian, but I love Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount's beautiful, man. Bring life to the planet. Help to heal that which needs healing. Heal that which needs healing. That's the work to do. Bring life to the planet. Help to heal that which needs healing. Teach the children. Feed the hungry. House the homeless. Love each other. Be kind to each other. It isn't complicated why we're here. Sometimes the light inside me is so strong and bright that even the stones have voices. Life opens up like a present, like a gift. And so it is. It is a gift. Listen to the wind and listen to the birds, for they understand the wind. Unwrap the gift. Is this too fast for you? Because I can go slower. But it will all be better if you'll meet me halfway. Is your light turned on? Robert?
Yeah.
That was the question.
No, you look like you're just in the moment, man. Life opens up like a present, like a gift. I love July. Not as much as January. I really like it kind of dank and wet and gray and depressing looking. I love that. But July has a certain... all the beauty of summer to me happens in July. August, it's starting to drag on. August, you're thinking, okay, I've had enough now. I've done the picnic. I went swimming. Let's wrap this up. But July, the air of July has the fragrance of jasmine, roses, and oak trees. That's to give us relief from the foolishness of the other humans, the greed, the heartlessness, the liars in government and business, the lack of kindness. Friend, take that relief whenever and wherever you can find it. Walk through the woods and forests, away from the concrete and the machines. Be alone and silent sometimes. Be alone and silent sometimes. I was reading Thich Nhat Hanh saying that. Just turn it all off. You don't need to have something in the background all the time. Get away from the concrete and the machines. Be alone and silent sometimes. Cool your feet in the creek. The air of July has the fragrance of jasmine, roses, and oak trees. It's there for anyone to breathe. It's there for you. This is for D.R. Wagner. He's a beautiful man. He's had some health issues. He's not in, like, don't get me wrong, he's not in the ER or something. But he's had some issues, and my heart goes out to him. And I'm not going to talk about the details of the man's private life. But this is for D.R. Wagner. 10,000 mountains, each with a heart of its own. Wind and birds for crowns. Forest and snow for robes or rocks and cactus. Because if you're royalty, you know, you got to have crowns and robes, right? Wind and birds for crowns. Forest and snow for robes or rock and cactus. The mountains are the kings of the earth and the oceans are the queens. And the soil where life grows from seeds, that's the royal offspring. We are family, and family is us. And time is our silent partner as we orbit the sun again and again and again. It's time for my bus now. Goodbye. No. These are poems of the outer world. I wanted something to call this segment. So you got your inner world, you got your outer world. There's the the things that you're active with and the things that are inside. Cobwebs have stretched between the planets. We need to open this place up and let some fresh air in. Let some fresh air get to this solar system. We need to dust. There must be a switch somewhere that we can pull and a window that we can raise. Have we lost track of each other? Have we lost track of things? The children no longer play outside. Instead, they keep their eyes on the monitor screens. There seems to be an enemy, but who is it? The very wealthy eye the very poor with suspicion. What exactly is it that we've lost? And who is it that we cannot seem to forgive? That was for Francisco Alarcón. The air tastes like iron today as the body count goes up. You are levitating above a river where the children scream for help. Which side is right? You know, wherever you're at, they're going to tell you that's the right side. Our side's the right side, son. Make your stand right here with us. Don't worry about the issues. You were born here. Which side is right? An ambulance shaped as the head of Mother Teresa screams toward the riverbank. The air tastes like iron, and that's not a coincidence. The sky doesn't seem quite true, and the streets are pocked from the explosions. Survivors wear suits made of the pieces of the animals, and the helicopter gunships take down anything that moves. The air tastes like iron, and you are praying or begging, even you are not sure which. There are no real answers, and you know it. You can hear the invisible men marching, and they seem to be getting closer. The air tastes like iron, and you don't know which side is right. As friend, as long as there are sides, there is no right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wasn't born this way to hide. Here, I will stand right here. Well, sit. I will stand right here before Donald J. Trump and the cold, dark wind in this spot. I am welded to the earth in this body, shielded by the stone of my flesh and kept warm by the fire inside of me. I won't yield or pretend or wear another face in the moment of silence. I own this life and death alone, Donald, and no one else. What else is there, you? I refuse to live under the yoke of fear, and I refuse to die differently than I've lived. What good is courage if you don't use it? Offer your heart to heal their wounds, to fade their scars. Open the door, open the house, open your life to them. Share the food, share the medicine, share the earth. Their load is heavy and their souls are so weary. What little they own, they carry with them. Even their dead have been left behind. Will you not stand and be counted? Will you not help us open the iron door? Why do I pray? The hard, broken face of a human being when all hope is gone. Life on those days when just living is a nightmare. Flesh ripped by a bullet, a landmine, a grenade, a missile, a mortar shell, or a blade. The lost people who've been forgotten even by their God. Your mother's chest eaten by cancer. The night that rends your private sorrow. This bitter war that never ends. Children lacking love or even a kind word. A stomach swollen with starvation so close you could touch it while you're fed and full. The beaten woman's eyes. The lies of the drunken fool. Your father's grave unvisited and covered with solitude. The ache that turns your heart to a desperation for which you do not have words. The dawn you think will never arrive. I pray because prayer is needed. I pray because prayer is called for. I want to do a few about family. I've always liked the statement, you know, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. You're kind of stuck with your family. Well, just in the beginning stages, that's true. When you're a kid, you can't help where you're born. You're just born. They did it, not you. You know? But after that, I think we have a little more choice. Certainly, with marriage, we're choosing some family. you know. And second marriage, when kids are involved, you're really choosing some family there, you know. And I'm in part of a group that's an extended family, and I come to think of them as family. So, there's some ways, some poems about family. This is more immediate. This one's about my wife. Alexandra Ping Song Lee Job in the back row in the pink. Say hello, honey. You know, it's not easy to be married to a poet. Can you imagine what hell she lives with me? But this is for her, and she loves it when I read poems either to her or about her in public. It just makes her so happy. As you can see, she's turning a bright red now with pride. Don't worry, honey, there's nothing freaky in this one.
This better be good.
Well, I can't give you that much. I mean, what the hell do you want here? The crows of Vincent van Gogh. The crows look lonely to me, sweeping low over the field of wheat that's ready to be reaped. We all reap what we sow. The crows are no exception. I met you when we were both lonely, and I saw you across a dance floor, looking like it was the first happy night in a long time. Your face had a glow to it, kind of like it does right now. Look at that glow. Your face had a glow to it. In my animal brain, I knew that I would spend this life trying to keep some happiness on that face. If you look closely at the painting by Vincent van Gogh, Wheatfield with Crows, you will see mounds of paint like tiny mountains, as if the paint were sculpted instead of brushed, you know? Little hands, little fingers, busy at work, pushing paint into the shapes of a wheatfield flown over by a murder of crows. And so in this life, I've kept my hands and fingers busy to please you, my wife. I will sculpt and I will brush and sow. Our crows will alight in the wheat and eat. I've got two poems about my son, Will. And the first one is about his birth. And I didn't write this right when he was born. I don't even know where those poems are from back then. But I wrote this about when he was born. We have a sort of a tradition in our family where when it's your birthday, we tell your birth story. And one year it was time to tell the birth story again, and I wrote this poem down. A place to begin. A son was born, and so they handed him to me. I whispered in his ear. I did. I wanted it to be the first words he ever heard in this life, his own name. William. You are William. I told him that. The lights in the room were harsh and bright. His mother was sedated. His birth was an emergency surgery. He was frightened, so I added, "It isn't always like this. Sometimes it's beautiful. You'll see. Your life has begun." This is the best I could do, to let him start out by knowing who he was and that there is beauty out there, but you might have to go and find it yourself. And I wrote this 831 days ago when he passed, a remembrance. May your stolen youth be infinite and touched by kindness. May you ride the escalator up into the light beams of the unbroken sun. May your soul itself be unbroken and held by the warmth of stars. May you never again know sorrow or loneliness, never again through the long night of eternity. May those years you didn't get to live be gifted to someone who needs them, someone struggling to live. May you be followed by my love into the next world, the next life. And if there is no next world, if there is no next life, may my love follow you into the darkness. This is for my sister. Everybody has things about their childhood they like to complain about, and I've got mine. In fact, I've got the list here. My sister was adopted into my screwed up family. Like, she had a screwed up family already that went to hell. And my screwed up parents adopted her, and then screwed up there and made it even worse, you know. So I really feel for what she's gone through. I'm wondering if my sister remembers when we died. It's the kind of thing most people would try to forget. We died in the morning in the Dallas bus station, 1964. We swam in diesel fumes of the buses while our parents killed us. Of course, they were really killing each other, but my sister and I were also killed. Collateral damage, like in a war. Our future got on a bus and rode away without us, never to be seen again. We surrendered our names and our innocence. Her soul and my soul stabbed and sliced and gutted. In those days, my family did everything together. My mother cried until she shook, and our father, grim-lipped, just left us all there. Pigeons on the sidewalk, gum under the chairs, the dirty station floor. People walking past who didn't know that we were dead, but we knew it. My sister and I, we knew it. Our corpses sitting there on the bench, blinking at each other in the soft morning light. And these are just some poems I thought would be okay to finish up with. You know? There's nothing absolutely, there's no other connection to them. It's late and I'm praying for all the things that I want. I want the earth to go grow kindness like a tree, like fruit. I want children to breathe easily, and I want the hands of the devils to fall away from their tiny throats. I want the rain to wash away the blood from the hands of the killers. I want every stomach to be full and the bodies to be protected by a roof and walls. I want peace to cover the temple of our collective soul like a shawl covers the head of a grandmother at high mass. I want my arms to grow long enough to embrace the suffering of the world. I want my arms to grow long enough to embrace the suffering of the world. I want to ease the pain that rules so many haunted lives. And I pray for peace. Hear my prayer, please. Hear my prayer. Some of that Old Testament stuff, it's just killer. It's just killer. Now, this starts off with an image from Exodus. When Moses is trying to convince the Pharaoh to let his people go, he does a number of things. He makes it rain blood, and the rivers all run with blood is one. Coming after the firstborns is another. But he makes it, he slams the staff down, and it rains frogs. If I'm the Pharaoh, I'm letting them go. This dude can make it freaking rain frogs. Adios, baby, you're free, you know. A rain of frogs would have flipped me out. We're all showering in a rain of frogs. Did Lazarus come back, or was he dragged back? Some of us want answers. Well, not everyone. Some of us ran out of questions already. Truth is what it is, with us or without us. Perhaps you've already figured that out. Here, take this knife and hand it over to Abraham. He's got something to do. Have you run out of salt? Go visit Lot's wife. Anyone can walk on water. It's easy. Drink the wine. This is our blood. Eat the bread. This is our body. We're all showering in a rain of frogs. Soon our heads will be on Herod's tray, right next to the head of the Baptist. All of our eyes staring blankly into space. Soon, yes. But not today. Not right now. Friend, it's okay to be the water. It's okay to be the fire, the air, the earth. You can be Shiva and be worshipped. You can be the wind that blows through the open window and puts out the candle. It's okay. You can be the window. You can be the candle. You can be a small object left forgotten on the table, perhaps a watch or a key. It's okay. The dust can settle on you, and the window can be closed, and the light can be turned out, and you can be empty, and it's okay. What do you mean by that? Oh. Stop judging everything. There's more to life than right and wrong. And stop arguing. Are you so weak that you need to win all the time? Relax, friend. Don't just do something. Sit there. Breathe and relax. Tomorrow's another day. And if it isn't, if tomorrow doesn't arrive for you, that's all right, too. Try to remember, it isn't your beliefs that make you a better person. It's your behavior.
Yes. Donald.
The thought occurred to me today, and I posted it, you know, if Trump were to suddenly become a liberal and suddenly espouse every cause I believe in, forcefully and dynamically, still I'd want him out. The guy is just not fit. He's just not right. Doesn't the other side see that? Doesn't the other side say, Jesus Christ, Mitch, haven't we got anybody? Another freaking push. Come on. City Park, Davis, California. The glows of summer filled me with power. The touch of grass on skin, warmth. I knew the trees, I knew the flowers. The flush of blood and sweat and energy. And then from my bare feet, roots. And from my flesh, leaves. The universe held out her hand to me. And this time I was finally ready to take it. Okay, we're down to the final two here. You going to give me the good heckle? Read the good one. Read the good one, man. Morning. A cool summer breeze. Hot black coffee and cold sliced tomatoes. Cuban music playing softly in the background. I'm conscious of what a joy it is to be alive. I don't believe in any gods, and yet I want to thank someone. Thank you. No, I did this one. That was the end. Goodbye. Yeah, it ends with thank you.